I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Allowing refugees into the United States was a hot topic this week. While some refugees are Christians who've been driven out by ISIS, other Christians have chosen to stay in the Middle East. E3 partners Alexa McDowell.
Here in America, I would say we definitely love our comfort and we definitely love our security. Those are two gods, if you will, in our life. So for me, just to walk alongside the believers in comfort and security is totally not something that's even on their radar. It has been a huge thing.
E3 helps Christians in places like Iraq and Syria who are staying to share the gospel with Muslims.
The Holy Spirit is just moving and convicting in their hearts and opening their eyes to these spiritual opportunities. They just feel compelled to stay.
Meanwhile, Bibles for China has noticed an unusual pattern. Young atheists in China are becoming Christians. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein.
There are people in China that are having revelation that something happened, the Spirit touched them, and until we go and share God's word, they really don't know what's taking place. So there are a lot of young individuals in China that the Lord has opened up their heart to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Bibles for China is moving people in the right direction so they can be models to others around them.
We're spending a day after our distributions to be encouragers to those so the body of Christ, as it is just expanding exponentially, has that opportunity to be able to be encouraged by those of us that are there to visit with them.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the lives of 8 persecuted Christians who share valuable life lessons. 800-995-4828 or follow the link missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.